This is the Making Stitches podcast. This week we hear from one of the organisers of the Yarndale Festival about a charity appeal that can benefit both your household as well as a very deserving cause.
They're great if you know how to knit yourself and you want to share that craft with somebody or some member of your family when we're all in lockdown. To teach them how to do simple knitting, you could do a simple garter stitch dishcloth.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Making Stitches. I'm Lindsay. This week I'm speaking to Carol Rennison, one of the organisers of Yarndale. The festival, which is held in September each year at the Skipton Auction Mart in the Yorkshire Dales, is a yarn lover's paradise. The town is awash with yarn bombs. I'm not sure exactly what the correct term for a collection of yarn bombs is, but they adorn fences, lampposts, and they were even used to decorate a vintage bus when I visited. The mart is filled with stalls selling every possible type of yarn, notion and equipment. There were workshops and demonstrations, as well as lots and lots of wonderful yarn to buy. Each year, the festival organisers launch an appeal for knitters and crocheters to make something to send in, from bunting triangles and mandalas to mini Yarndale sheep and flowers. This year is no different. The call has gone out to ask for homemade dishcloths which can be sold at the festival in aid of a local charity, the Martin House Children's Hospice. I spoke to Carol Rennison, one of the founders of Yarndale, just after this year's appeal was launched.
This will be our 8th year. So we started planning about 9 years ago. The seed started in a little cafe in Skipton, which I owned at the time, and I started a little knit and natter group, and I have a craft business where I, at the time, I exhibited at Wonderwall and Woolfest and shows like that. And we started chatting about, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was one in Skipton? And so eventually, after lots of chatting, we came up with an idea, came up with the name Yarndale, and Skipton has a fantastic auction mart just on the outskirts of the town, and that's our venue. So we have, the first year we thought, oh, if we get 50 exhibitors, then that will be great, you know, start, but we got over 150. So fantastic exhibitors, spinning, weaving, dyeing, crochet, all sorts of tools, equipment, creativity, inspiration, fantastic. It's just a little treasure trove of creativity.
Absolutely. I have to say I'm very fortunate to have been able to visit myself back in 2016, and it was just amazing. The colours, the sounds, even down to the fact there were alpacas and sheep there as well, where, you know, obviously where the yarn comes from. It was just an amazing experience.
Yes. Oh, fantastic that you've been. Yes. Yeah, it's great that people make the effort to bring the animals with them, because it just adds to the show. Yes. Yeah. People love to see them.
And there's nothing better than squishing some lovely yarn. So much better than just viewing something on a screen and ordering online, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, it's a great marketplace for all these exhibitors who just really have an online presence and then do the shows. They don't have shops on the high street. So you just get a unique a group of people, you know, individuals and companies who you won't see anywhere else, basically. And they're just all under one roof. And yeah, the colours and the yarns, it's just, everything is just amazing.
Yeah, I found it quite an assault on the senses, really. Even from, you know, landing on the train in the middle of Skipton, and there was the beautiful yarn walk up through the park with the yarn bombs on the lampposts and gates. And then once we were inside, that the auction mart was decorated beautifully with bunting, which had been sent in on, I think, in your first year, wasn't it? There was an appeal made for bunting to help decorate where you actually host it.
Yes, there was. We had so much bunting sent from all over the world, yes, and we put that up every year in the in the Yarndale Hub, in the exhibition hall. So we string that up every year, and it looks fabulous, yes. Yeah, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. So sticking with that theme, each year you've had an appeal, haven't you, when you've asked people to send in things that they've made on a particular theme. So there was the bunting, there's been Yarndale sheep, there was mandalas and flowers, and this year you're doing the same thing.
Yes, we've put out an appeal this year. It's the Worldwide Creative Project 2020, and we are supporting, and the world is supporting, obviously, when they send the dishcloths in, Martin House Hospice Care for Children and Young People. This is a local charity close to our hearts. We have raised money for them before, and they support over 400 families. And it's a special place which cares for babies, children and young people with life-shortening conditions. So it's a very, very special place. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they have had to cancel lots of their fundraising events, so their income has really plummeted. So they need all the help they can get.
Absolutely. So many charities have suffered during this time, haven't they? Because, you know, fundraising has been focused in a very deserving direction towards the health service, but unfortunately some other charities are missing out, aren't they?
Yes, they are, definitely, yes. No trotting around the charity shops.
Unfortunately not, no. So what can people do? What are you doing this year then to you mentioned dishcloths.
Yeah, so so people can find all the information they need on our website, which is yarndale.co.uk. And we've got two patterns on there, a knitting pattern and a crochet pattern. And people can use these. There's an address where to send them to, or they can go wild and people are sending them in with lots of lovely stitch patterns, or you can just do the simple thing. And they're great if you know how to knit yourself and you want to share that craft with somebody or some member of your family when we're all in lockdown, to teach them how to do simple knitting. You could do a simple garter stitch dishcloth. I use them myself. They're fabulous. You have a few, one on the go, one in the your normal wash. You know, you don't have to throw them away. They last for a long time. So they're fabulous. And the yarn is fairly reasonable to purchase, and you can make, you know, you can make three, maybe more, depending on the size, from a ball of yarn. We're using cotton, dishcloth cotton. You can get it in the natural colour, or you can get it in colour, you know, different colours as well.
So you're hoping to be inundated with dishcloths from all over the world then?
We hope so. And then they will be sold at Yarndale under the banner of Martin House Hospice. They will be in charge of them all. And all the money raised will go to Martin House Hospice Care for Children and Young People.
That's wonderful. A really deserving cause, especially at a time like this.
Yes, it is. And we hope it gives joy to people as well to share their patterns, share the patterns online, share their patterns with whoever they're locking down with in the household. You know, keeping busy.
And what about you yourself, Carol? How did you get into to making?
I've always been a maker, I think. As a small child, I've just loved to make things with my hands, using yarn or fabric, you know, starting with little stuffed toys, and I've gradually gone on. And I'm lucky enough to be a member of a lovely group in Skipton. We meet once a week in a cafe. And we share ideas and knowledge. I do a lot of knitting and crochet, and my knitting has come on leaps and bounds because I can do Fair Isle now. And, you know, I started basic, and then, you know, you go on to a pattern which is a bit more complicated. And it's just a great support because you can go and say, oh, look, I'm a bit stuck here. You know, somebody says, oh, I know how to do that. I'll show you. And so we all sort of, you know, learn from each other and share ideas and get inspired by what we're all doing. And I exhibit at other craft shows in the UK as well, Wonderwool, Woolfest, Unravel, the Knit and Stitch Show, because I do have a little hooking business. So I make designs and then I make them into kits using carpet yarn. So I'm always busy making something.
It sounds like it. You're very busy. I think I've always felt quite guilty about my stash of yarn and fabrics that I have. But at long last, it's paying dividends because at never a dull moment during lockdown. There's always something to dip into.
Yes, there is. And if you get an idea, you think, oh gosh, I bet I've got that particular equipment or wool or fabric in a cupboard somewhere. So yes, you don't have to trot out to the shops. You've got a stash, you're okay.
Now, you mentioned that you were part of this group. It must be something that you're really missing at the moment.
Oh yes, although we do have a little online, we do meet online same morning, and we sort of manage to chat for 2 hours. Yeah, we're just sort of in our own homes, working on something, some knitting or something, and we're chatting away, so we're keeping in touch.
Oh, that's brilliant. So the knitting and crocheting continues, even if it is
Yes.
remotely.
Yes, it's continuing, yes.
My thanks to Carol Renison from Yarndale for speaking to me for Making Stitches. And if you'd like to make a dishcloth for the 2020 Yarndale World Creative Project, just pop over to yarndale.co.uk, where you can find out everything there is to know about it. If you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Making Stitches, please share it with your friends. And if you don't want to miss the next episode, please consider subscribing to Making Stitches on your favourite podcast app. You can find it in lots of different places, including Apple and Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify and Stitcher. It costs nothing to subscribe, it's simply a matter of clicking, and the next episode will appear in your phone automatically when it goes online. My name is Lindsay, and this podcast was edited and recorded by me. You can also find me on my blog, Postcard from Gibraltar. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, keep safe and enjoy your crafting.